सन्नामित्रस्यं वरुणः सन्नाभवत्वर्यमा सन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः सन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायु त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्भक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु भक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति 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 सुदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्मस्वरूपिणे अवतारवरिष्ठाय रामकृष्णाय ते नमः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुस्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः शरणागतदीनार्थं परित्राणपरायणे सर्वस्यार्तिहरे देवि नारायणि नमोऽस्तु ते सर्वस्वरूपे सर्वेशे सर्वशक्तिसमन्विते भयेभ्यस्ताहिनो देवि दुर्गे देवि नमोऽस्तु ते कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः आपदापहर्तारं दातारं सर्वसम्पदां लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम् The Lord has been born as mini Krishna, and today we will see some of his Bala Leelas as a child and as a youth, the various disportations he had made as a small Krishna. When Lord Shiva knew that the ultimate supreme reality has taken a form as a lovely Lord Krishna and is born, he wanted to see him. He was very anxious to have one look at that supreme Lord who has taken a form. He has always been formless, the ultimate reality. And what sort of a form he has taken? So Shivaji need not come as a fakir because he is always dressed as a fakir only. So there is no change of dress. He came as it is, along with the serpents in his body and all that. So many fakirs come with all these serpents. He came to Gokul, where Krishna was there. It was barely about 12 days or so, 10-12 days. I think it was a Trayodashi when he came outside the house, where inside Yashoda was there having a small child. And he shouted, Hari Om Bhavati Bichandehi, please. Then Yashoda from inside directed the servant maids, hey, take some atta, take some rice. What all he wants, give him. Fruits, everything you give him. Outside he heard it. He said, Amma, I don't want this bhiksha. I want the bhiksha of a glimpse of your boy. Ah, see this fakir's desire. In our side, we do not allow the child to come out for 3 months. So come after 3 months, I'll show you. Amma, please. No, please. We cannot break the rule. Then Shiva was disappointed. And there Krishna knew that Shiva is highly disappointed. So he began to weep loudly. And so much, whatever they try, however they try to pacify the child was crying more. And Yashoda was afraid, crying, the child may even die. Then from outside, Ms. Fakir said, you only bring the child to me, I know a mantra, the child will stop weeping immediately. Then there is no other go. Yashoda said, take quickly, show him for a second and bring back the child immediately, as soon as he stops weeping. The moment he was taken outside, Bhagavan Krishna, he stopped his weeping. It is a drama between them. And then Shiva told Yashoda, I know how to see the hands. This boy's hands look lovely. I am sure he will have a bright future, but I will have to see his hand. Everybody is very curious to know the future. They will give their horoscope, they will give their hands. So Yashoda said, Hari, show the hand of the child. Let him predict something. He said, I cannot see like that. The child has to sit in my lap, then I will see its hand. Then only I can see it properly. Hey, doesn't matter. Allow the child to be in his lap. He took the child in his lap. Both went into samadhi. Shivaji went into samadhi and Krishna went into samadhi. And from inside, hey, what happened? Are both sleeping? Then he woke up. Shiva woke up. Ha! What shall I say? Narayana samogunaihi. This child is exactly like Narayana himself. In Vaikuntha, the Supreme God, when he is with form, in what way he is there, in what way he looks, and what sort of qualities, the glorious qualities he possesses, exactly all those things this boy possesses. Actually, he is Narayana himself. And then, with a last look, she allowed the child to be taken away. His mind was satisfied and Shiva went back. I was told when I went the first time to Gokul, from there, there is a place called the Nandgaon, where the child Krishna was born. There is a temple for Shiva. His name is Aseshwar Maharaj, the one who came with the asha or desire to see the Lord. So he is called Aseshwar Maharaj. His temple is there, that's what he said. And now, the child is still very small. So it is lying. It is lying in the cradle. And after the child was born, none of the gopikas used to go to their house. And none of them used to prepare any food in the house. They will purchase some bread, and there is the breakfast, there is the thing. Because nobody wants to leave the child. The child was so handsome. So everybody was looking at the child. And Kamsa had already sent a number of his spies. They were all demons. You go, wherever there is a child which is less than 10 months, kill them straight away. And the spy which was sent to this place, her name was called Putana. Putana was a child specialist. She will take only children and kill them, not adults. And Putana, being a demoness, she changed her dress and all this. She looked very fine, as if she was the wife of the district magistrate, or in those days we used to say collector saw. So collector. And she came well dressed with all diamond rings, diamond necklace, and she was glowing like a lady from a very top house. Nobody dared to stop her. She went inside. She went inside. Straight she went to the cradle and took that child. You people are simply standing and looking at it. It is hungry. You like to give them the breast milk. And all are simply sitting. She went and took the child. And she was made up fully of poison. From childhood they are given poison. A little more. Finally, if they bite a serpent, the serpent will die, the man will not die. There is one Reverend Father Lee. He was a professor in the college where I studied, in St. Joseph's College, Trichinopoly. He used to catch in a number of these serpents. Very, very poisonous serpents. That's all. He was a proof against all poison. He actually showed. He bit a serpent. It died within half an hour. He was so powerful. He was an old man. So there are people like that. So this Putana was made of it. All her breast milk was also highly poisonous. She took that child and put the child. And when she came, the Lord was looking at all. He shut his eyes. Nimili Racho Babuvam. He shut his eyes. And for this, somebody has written 10 pages as to why God shut his eyes at that time. Number one, he said, this poor lady is coming to me. Even though she is coming not to kill me, after all, she is coming to the Lord. But in order to give her something good, I have to see whether she has done any punya. In this birth, she is a demoness. She has done nothing but sins. So has she done anything in the previous birth? So he shut his eyes and he was looking at her past births. Whether in any birth she has done something good, so that now she can reward her for it. The other one is, they say, oh my Lord, when I was Ram, the first one whom I killed was Tataka, a lady. And now in Krishna avatar also, my first body is of a lady. Oh my Lord. So he shut his eyes. Like that, there are so many spirits which are given. And Putana itself means the one who takes away children. Puta means the innocent ones, the children. Putani Nayati, the one who takes away children, she is called Putana. And the moment she put the child to her breast, the Lord began to suck not only her milk but also her life. She was struggling for breath and she was telling, Swamunchamunchalamiti Prabhashini, oh leave me. The Lord is smiling. I never caught you, you only caught me. Now I am not going to leave you. I didn't come and catch you. You came and caught me, is it not? Well, I am like a tiger's mouth. Now that you have come into it, you cannot get out of it. So, the Lord completely drank away her life. She fell lifeless. All these demons and demonesses, when they die, they take their original form as a demon and then they lie. And it is told, when she died and fell, she was of a huge, she was of huge dimensions. They say in Hathras, her hand fell. In Aligarh, her sirka, all these hairs fell. So like that they used to say, kaha Hathras hai, kaha, where is Hathras and where is. So it is told like that. And when it fell down, all the other people ran away. But Lord Krishna was playing over her body. He was just happily, he was there. Then all the Yashoda along with the other Gopika, she came running. She took the child, she was afraid. Our child may not have been afraid of this demoness. So when children, they are feeling that they may be afraid of something, they apply a remedy at home in the olden days. There used to be several things. Number one, in our side, they will bring some papad and they will bring it three times around the head and then do it. That is, all the fear should go away and be powdered like this. And here, Gopuchya Brahmanadivihi. They brought a cow and its tail was there. They put the tail and then clockwise, anti-clockwise, three times this way, three times that way, they didn't took it away. So that the child's fear will go away. And then they also pray to the Lord to keep the child in the proper way. Now, see, when small children are there, a small child, 10 days old, 15 days old, 1 month old, there is to be a practice in the south. I am not aware whether the practice is there here also. The mother will sit and put both the legs like this down, just like that, and put both the legs down. And then on the back of that first leg, on that top, they will put the child with his face down. And then she will take a little oil and they will massage. They do it here also. That is the way they used to do it. So the Lord was lying at her feet and she was massaging the child. Then Devarshi Narada came up above. He looked at it. He said, Yasyangri Yugmanu Devavara Prabhanaha Krishna Sayev Tava Pada Yugam Prabhanaha. So there, this child, when it sits regally in its throne in Vaikuntha, people like Brahma, Indra, Varuna, they all stand in a queue outside. They say, we don't want to see his face and all, it will be difficult. Let us just to see his feet and go back. So, just to see his feet, yasya andriyat mamanu, only for seeing his feet, they are standing in a big queue. This happens in Vaikuntha. And here, the same Lord, for whom people are standing in a queue, he is completely lying helpless on your feet. Kim varnayami tava bhagyamaho yashode. What sort of fortune you have? Your bhagya, your fortune is so great, you don't realize it. Oh, yashode. Vaikunthato api paramaha vrajaye shaste. Now this vraja, where all these gopas and gopis, all these cowherds, they are there. This place has become 2 cubits superior to Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, people go and bow at his feet, and that Lord is bowing at your feet now. So this has become greater than Vaikuntha. Well, now the child is now begun to turn sides. Till that it was like this, but now slowly it is turning sides. And that is celebrated. The first time it turns on one side, they celebrate that. They celebrated and a big feast was being prepared. It was now standing, oh, come along, come along. Oh, Namaskarji, how are you? So like that she was there, but the child was ignored. This happens. When there's a child's birthday, the child will be like in one corner. They'll be bothered with the gifts people give, and they will be taken to, welcoming them. They will never bother about the child. The same thing happened here. Because it was, the sun's rays were there, to avoid it, they put the child under a small cot. There was a cot, empty cot which was lying. They put under a shade down below. The Lord waited, he found that nobody came to him. He said, all these illusions are better and they are ignoring this reality. He got very angry. So with both his feet, it is only small. Within 1 or 2 months it cannot do, but Krishna's is different. So he just kicked at the cot so well, there was in Shakatasura, one demon was sitting inside. You know, he was just waiting, biding for time to kill Krishna. But before that, she gave such a kick, he was dead in that one kick. And he came and fell down full length on the floor, dead. On hearing that big sound of his falling and the breaking of the entire cot, all people came running. They said, my Lord, just now he came out of one crisis, the Putana, and now the Shakatasura, this has happened. It's only God who is saving him, but for that my poor child, see what can he do? So, they were very happy for the child. Then afterwards, one day, the child was lying in the lap of its mother. The mother had given him some milk and she was just seeing the child. Yekadarohamarudam lalayantirtham sati garimanam shisodgodum nasehe girigutavati. Bhagavan is showing some miracles to his mother. Suddenly she found this small child, which is not even 1 month old or 2 months old. It became very weighty, she couldn't bear it. She wanted to take it out and keep it down, and she couldn't take it out. She called all the gopis, just remove the child from her lap. 4 or 5 of them joined together, they were unable to lift the child. This is called Garima Shakti. See, there are Ashtama Siddhis, there are 8 types of mystic powers. The one is to make yourself so small. Nowadays is a special subject. What's it called? They make all mini in IIT.
Nanotechnology.
And this nanotechnology was known long back. See, in this nanotechnology they make things very small. And sometimes even the quality becomes different. In copper, when you make it small, it becomes a liquid. It no longer remains a solid. So like that, so many things are being done research of. I have only heard of them. Then, so, anima, then mahima. The you become so small, you become so big, you can't. In fact, the father of nanotechnology is Hanumanji. When Hanumanji was trying to cross the Lanka, cross the ocean for reaching Lanka, the gods were not sure of his ability. So they sent one lady who was half demon and half divine. She was called Surasa. You go and test him. She went and stood in his way and she made that sort of big karma. And he said, Hanumanji, you cannot go unless you come inside my mouth and then you can go. You come inside my mouth, then you can go. Once inside the mouth means she will eat him. So, when she opened her mouth, Hanumanji opened his own body, still greater. Then she increased it, she increased his body. She became so much that her upper part of the jaw touched the heavens, the lower part of the jaw touched the earth. Then suddenly, Hanumanji applied that nanotechnology, he became so small. Now he went inside the mouth and came out and he said bye bye and he went away. That's how it happened. So he was the father of that nanotechnology. And now the child is having garima. Garima means it becomes very weighty. Nobody can move you from that place. Highly weighty. Garimanam chitot bodham na sehe guru bhutavati. Then anyway, he kept the child there. And when he kept the child one day, the child yawned. Small child yawning is very beautiful to look at. If you and I yawn, it doesn't look so nice. If a child yawns, it's quite nice. So the child yawned. And suddenly, Yashoda sees the entire world inside, the entire universe inside. Inside she sees one Yashoda, inside she sees one Krishna, inside she sees all the rivers, all the mountains, inside she sees Australia, Africa, America, all the places are there. And she didn't know what is this. You know why? What is the reason? The reason was, the child was accustomed to take the breast milk of the mother for hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. The mothers don't give for a long time. You know why? The child will get the gastric trouble. Gas comes. So even after a little, the child is taken. Here, they do like that. It's called the burping. He knows better. So, that is the way they do it. So they are afraid if they give more, it's not because of economy. If they give more, the child will suffer with colic pain. So she says, Stanyam kiyat vibhasit bhuryalamar bhageti. Oh child, how much are you going to drink? You are going on drinking. Sanyam kiyat vibhasi bhuri. You have taken a lot. Alam, enough of it. Yanavar bhaketi vartishyamana vachanam jananim vibhavya. This is not one day, this is not for 2 days. Every day this mother was telling. Stop, stop, stop. Bhagavan was having. He was famished. He was getting not even enough for his sustenance. What is this mother doing? She is making me fast for so many days. She is not giving me anything at all. So I will have to show her. Vishwam vibhadi paisosya. Mother, you are giving this much of milk. You know how many shareholders I have got? You see here this entire universe. all the beings, all the calves, all the cows, all the bulls, all the men, they are all shareholders. The entire world is sharing with me. And how much I will get? 2 drops? 3 drops? So remember it. Vishwam vibhaji paisosya nakevaloham. Don't think that I alone drink and I will get some gastric problem. Not at all. This is being taken by billions and billions. And how much I will get? Tasmadadarshi harina kalum vishwamasye. That is why they got her to show her the entire universe in order to convince her that so many people are there along with me here. I am running a company where so many shareholders are there. Now, one day when the child was sitting in the lap of the mother, one Trinamrta, he was another demon sent by Kamsa. He came that way to kill all the people. Then he found this child still alive. So he said, it's my duty to kill it. And Trinavarta was always in the form of a cyclone, a tornado, a big tornado cyclone. And he, as it came, it took the child away and went up. When it went up, the Lord caught hold of his neck, which was inside that, and he killed it by squeezing his throat. Then Trinavarta fell down as a big devil. And now Krishna has become a little more, a little bigger. A little bigger, he used to go here and there to all the people's houses. And one day, he was standing in his house on the backside. Then one gopi came. It was just before Deepavali. She came to the house of Yashoda. She called her, Yashoda ji. Yashoda came, what do you want? See, this Deepavali is coming. I require a lot of cow dung in order to put it in my house, because they were all mud houses. They were prepared. So once in a way, they are completely anointed with cow dung, and then only it will remain nicely. Otherwise, the small insects and other things will come. You can't remain in that house. So I require, I don't have with me. Hey, why do you ask me? In the backyard, a lot of cow dung is there. Even 1,000 people can take it. You go and take as much as you want. Who prevented you? That lady went with 1 or 2 baskets. Went there. She filled it up. But it is waiting. Who will keep it? The boy was 3 to 4 years old. So she called him. Krishna, please keep it on my head. Krishna said, what will you give me if I do it? She said, see, I got only a lot of butter. I will give you 1 full big ball of butter for every basket which you keep it on my head, which you keep on my head. Okay, agreed? The first one she took. He came, and the second one he kept on her head. Hey, do you know mathematics? Can you count 1, 2, 3? No, I have not read. Then how will you keep account? How many have taken it? How can you give me that many balls? She thought, I will do one thing. Every time I take 1 basket, I will take this cow dung, I will put 1 mark in my village. Whenever my mother took extra milk, how to keep account? So that fellow will put on the wall 1 small mark with that cow dung. And next day my mother will take another 2 kilos more, then she will, he will put two more. But each canoe he will put one. So this is what they do. Here there is no wall. So only Krishna was there. She put here. So his face was full of powder marks. And finally, it is all over. She required only two or three. But in order to come and look at the child, she went on taking. 1, 2, 3, 4. She didn't require it at all. But she wanted to be with the child as long as possible. So she took it away. And he said, come on, give me my butter. She said, you will dance, then only I will give you. The Lord began to dance. Then Narada came. He used to come often in order to enjoy the sceneries. The Lord himself is born. When he saw, he was dancing and he began to sing. Chetas Chinmaya, Chetas Chintaya, Chinmaya Rupam, Gomaya Mandita, Balakapolam. Oh mind, go on thinking of that Lord. The Lord who is actually Satchidananda. He is the ultimate reality. He is the existence. He is the awareness. But here he is there with a lot of cowdung marks. Gomaya means cowdung. Gomaya mandi the full of cowdung here in his face. So, and this is Kapola and this is Bala, this forehead. So they are all full of it. Oh mind, this is the occasion you think of this Swarupa. The Lord in this form. Chetas Chintaya Chinmaya Rupam Gomaya Mandita Balakapolam. So, all these things were done. And thus, the Lord is playing a lot. And these gopikas didn't have in those days wells or taps and all that. They didn't have pumps. They didn't have in their house. There used to be one well for the entire area about 1 kilometer off. So daily all the ladies will take 6 or 7 ghadas, pitchers they are called. In English. So they took those pictures and they will go. They will fill it all up. They will place one above the other, one above the other. When you go to Mathura, you can see this even today. They will be having all these things. 3, 4 and then one in one hand and one in another hand, they will take home. 5 to 6 pictures they will take. Ghada, 5-6 ghada will take. They will all go at the same time and each one will help to keep the other on their head and thus they will manage. One day one gopi, she had some urgent work at home. So she could not go in time along with her. She went much late, say by 9 o'clock or 9:30, carrying all the pitchers. She filled them all with water by drawing from the well. But there is nobody to place them on her head. She said, now what should we do? Then this small fellow was coming, Krishna Kanaya. She said, Kanaya, please, you keep them on my head. Why should I? And he went away. That's all. He never bothered. See, children, they know how to talk, even today. Yes. When you tell the child, please take this chair and keep it there. Why? You should not explain it. In those days, if you ask why, we will get 2 slaps. That's all from our father. But now this is what they do. So, she went away. Then with great difficulty, later on some people went, she called them all, and with their help, she put the burden, and then she went home. And she was about to unload them. From nowhere, Krishna came running, and without any invitation, he began to take the wall and keep it down. When he kept all down, Gopi said, "Krishna, I have one doubt, please answer me. When I just requested you so much, cajoled you, you refused and went away. Here I have not called you even, and you have come and you are keeping it down. What is the secret of it? I don't understand. When I called you and invited you, you refused to come. And now by yourself, uninvited, you come and help me. What is the reason?" Krishna said, "Gopika, hear my words. I don't keep the burden on anybody's head. They keep it themselves and then they suffer. But I come to take it off. This is my cult. So this is what I did." Who can understand it? That's all. That's a nice anecdote which Shiv Kumar was telling me yesterday. It is quite nice. After he came back from London, Narabindo, he became a tutor to the Gaikwad of Baroda's, his sons. So in the morning, both of them, Gaikwad of Baroda and Narabindo, they used to go for their morning walk. One day when they were going for their morning walk, there was an old lady. She was sitting with some bundle. There is nobody to keep it on her head. So she was waiting and waiting. The Gaikwad of Baroda saw. He said, "This is the time. If I do it, Aurobindo will appreciate it." So he went there and took the bundle and kept the burden on that poor lady and came away. And then he said, "See, Aurobindo, poor lady, I don't bother if I am the king here. I do all these things." "Yes, you have always been doing. What is special about it? You keep all the burden the poor people said and they all suffer. That is what you did." That is what you people have been always doing. What is that surprise? What is astonishing about it? He was shocked. And now, though he is quite big, so what he does is, he does something which Vyasa describes as steya yoga. Steyam means stealing. Stealing is a sin. It is prohibited. It is there in the Vedas. Asteyam, brahmacharyam, these are all called yamas. Asteyam is one of the five yamas. So you should not steal. But here is a case where the Lord steals and you are happy about it. And if you go on seeing it, your mind gets completely glued to it. You forget the world and one day you will reach your moksha. So it is called yoga. Just like karma yoga, jnana yoga, like that, he calls it steya yoga. One day, all the gopikas of that Gokul, they all went together to Yashoda's house. "Hari Yashoda!" She came up and saw all the people assembled. "What is the matter? You see what your son is doing." And at that time, Krishna was standing behind her, catching hold of her sari You are just looking at these people and going back. You are looking at them. And they began to complain. You know what he did? Vastam munchan kuja samaye krosha sanjata saham. This comes in 8th adhyaya. This is the 19th sloka. They all say, look here, we, during the daytime, we separate the calves from their mothers and we tie them. And only in the evening, when we are going to milk the cows, then for a few minutes we allow them to take, and then when the milk begins to come, then we milk the cows. That's what we do. This fellow comes quietly at about 11 o'clock and he unties all the cows. They all go, and just when they go there, nicely they have finished everything for the mother. The mother's udder is empty, there is no milk. Vastan munchan kuja samaye. Then we threaten him. Yay! Because Yashoda says, what did you threaten him? We threaten him. Krocha sanjata saha. He simply laughs at us. Ha ha ha. Like that. Then steyam swabjad. Then she said, look here, my son is so small and you are all some 20-30 people. How much my son will eat? After all this much. After all, his son will eat this much. And you are coming to complain about it. No, Baba, if he eats, we have got no objection at all. But you know what he does? Steyam swadhyatat dhipaya kalpiteshto yogaihi markan bhokshan vipadivsajan nanivindam bhinati. He takes it behind and calls all the monkeys and then he distributes them. Then if he gives to 100 monkeys, then where will we be? We will have nothing left. We cannot sell anything. We will have no money. This is what is going to happen. Some of the monkeys, they find, perhaps, that some of those butters, they are all quite old. 7 days old, 8 days old, and they were having some smell. Even the monkeys are quality oriented. They don't touch it. Then Krishna tells them, Hari, you have kept all the old this thing here. He takes that entire pot and he breaks it. You know, you can't get a pot anywhere there. Once in a month, there's a hot where people bring and sell. They have to go some 5 kilometers and then purchase and bring. He straight away takes them all, wherever the monkeys are not prepared to take, and he breaks them. Bhandam binati. Then, okay. You see, what is this butter which Lord takes? The butter represents the heart of the devotees. Bhagavan takes it away. But he takes it away by stealing it. You know why? Otherwise he won't go to him. We are so happy with this world. We are so happy with the sorrows. We'll be saying, oh, my son does not care for me. But he is very good in America. He holds a very high post, my son. So, on one hand they will be praising their son, On the other hand, they'll be blaming him, but their mind is only with their son, with their wife and all these things. So God has to take it by stealing it from you, otherwise you won't allow it. You still want this world with all its problems. And then she says, you all bring it and keep it in my house. Then you will find nothing in your house. Dravyalabhe sagrakripito yatipakroshatokane. If he finds in any house that there is no butter, then he takes vengeance. That chota. How does he take vengeance? See, there the gopikas will be busy with their work. So what they do? Outside, they will put a big mat. So all the people, small children, they'll be brought. Some 10 of them. So some 20 of them. 10 this way, 10 this way. So they'll put the children in the sun and they will go and do their work in winter. Then what this fellow does? He goes quietly because there is nothing available in that house. So he goes and then he takes the hair of one of the children and ties it with the other child. So like that he does for all the 20 and goes away. Then when the children move, then they begin to weep. Then there is a big weeping because all the 20 children weep. And they all try to get away from one side and another side. So, yatipakroshatokani. He leaves them all like that. Then, why don't you in your own house keep it in such a height this fellow cannot touch it? No. Astagrakshe rachaya vidhim pituko lukaladihi. When he finds it is up, then he makes two or three boys stand up one over the other. He gets over the wall and then easily touches them. Or in that house, there is that mortar, we call it ukal. So that he goes and puts it and he stands over it and he gets it. So what can we do? Then, dvantagare dhidam maniganam sangamartha pratipam. In the olden days, in all villages, in every house, there used to be one small room. It will have no ventilation, it will have, no windows, it will be dark room. Even during the daytime, you cannot see, it will be dark. Even in my young days, when I was 8 months old, I was in a village for some time. So we had a room like that. So there they will store all the things, papa, yeho, all these things they will keep. And someday there will be cockroaches. When my mother became old, she can't see properly. So today for frying she will be bringing, there will be 4 cockroaches and 4 papad. 4 cockroaches, 4 papad. Amma, there are cockroaches. Hey, there the cockroaches will come, nothing. So that used to be the day. So why don't you keep it there? When this boy goes into that room, from his body such a light emanates, it is like 20,000 watts. And the entire room is lit, he can see everything. So there is no use of keeping the dark room. The dark room becomes lighted. Amma, we have tried all these things, now we have come, you will have to take action against him. She got really worried, Yashoda. But then she sees, these ladies are looking at Krishna and Krishna is looking at them and these people are laughing about themselves. Oh ho! They simply want to tease him and they are doing it. They are not really serious. So she also laughed and went inside. That's all. Sabhaya Naina Srimukha Lokini Bihi. Now Krishna doesn't know that mother will not take any action. He feels she might beat me, she might do anything. So Sabhaya Nayana, his eye is full of fear. And he looks at his mother, he looks at them. He looks at his mother, he looks at them. And on seeing it, Vyakyatartha Prasthamukhi Nakyupalabdhamichyati. She understood these people have not come to complain. They only want to see the drama as to what reaction is this fellow is having. That's all. One day, all people go and complain to Yashoda. Amma, this Krishna is eating mud. It's very common among children. The chugli khana, chigli khana, so this is very common. But this is what it grows when we become big. We go and tell the boss that fellow does like that, this fellow does like that. Then she comes and asks Krishna, Kasman mridamadan tatmanne bhavan bhakshitavan raha. Hey, did you take the mud? Without anybody seeing it, you took it and then you are eating it? He says, Naham bhakshitavanamba sarve mitya abhishamsinaha. Amma, I have not taken mud at all. I swear. Hey, your Dau says, Balram says that you took, and all your colleagues say that you took. He says, Sarve Mithya Visham Sina. They are all liars and only truthful for Sarve. Because I am the reality. See, Krishna has come in this world in order to uphold dharma, uphold the moral laws. Will he start his life by telling lie? No, he never told a lie. The point is, as Lord, he doesn't have any karta bhava, that I am doing it. So, he does not do it. That's it. So long as you think that I did this, I cured this man, that phala, punya or papa will come to you. And again to have that punya and papa, the reward for the punya, the merits, and the punishment for the bad deeds, again you have to take another birth. So again in that birth, there will be 70 years, 80 years, again you will be doing so many sins, so many good things. Again you will be, thus a series of births and deaths will be forced for you. Rebirth, birth, rebirth, birth, rebirth. Now, if you don't have that sense of I didn't do anything, it's all Lord. I don't know, he might have used my hands, he must have used my other parts, but I never did anything. Then, neither the papa will come to you, nor the punya will come to you. Na punyam, na papam, na saukyam, na dukkham, chidananda rupa shivoham, shivoham. That's all. No punya, no papa, I don't want either. Then what will happen? Then there has to be no punishment, there has to be no reward, then where is the need for the body? So, your birth and death will cease. That's what happens. So the Lord Himself, He never says I, because He alone is there. Why should He say I? So He never says I. That's all. So that is why He had no feeling that He is doing anything. He creates all the three worlds, but He never goes on telling, see, I create the three worlds. Not at all. He's not. And Mother, you don't believe me? Come on, look at my mouth. Then for the second time, Yashoda saw the entire universe there. All the places, the Gokula, Yananda, Yashoda, Krishna, Balrama, and all the boys. And then she sees all the countries, Australia, South Africa, East Africa, then South America. So all the places she sees there, she is getting dizzy. Chakkar aa gaya. Sadasya rishe vishvam jagastan jakandisham. So this is what happened. Now, the next is, it is called Ulukal Leela. The sport he did with the marta, where he sabdana kurte, so that marta. Mortar is used by Vaidyas also. A small one, the big one. In the old days, everybody used to do that. My mother used to eat, and every time she we can't stop it at last by that sound. Like that. Then ekadagadasishu yashodanandagegini karmantra vyuktasu nirmamanta swayam dadi. All the gopikas are engaged in some other work, and there is a lot of this yogurt, what you call dahi in English?
Curd.
Yes. So there is a lot of curd left, so it has to be churned and taken. Then she herself, Yashoda herself, she began to do it. When she began to do it, tam stanyakama sadhya matrantim janadim harihim. There is a time when Krishna came to her and said, Amma, I want milk. So she took him in his breast, in her breast, and she began to give him. Then suddenly what happened is, atipta musajya javena sa ayayam usichyamane paisittadishyate. She heard the sound from the kitchen. She had kept a lot of milk, and that milk was boiling, it was overflowing down. She began to run, keeping the child here. Lord is very angry. To save one achaitanya, a thing which is not chaitanya, which is not a conscious thing, and she leaves it conscious, the only reality, down. So he was very angry. Then he took all the whatever is available, all those pitchers containing this curd, containing some buttermilk, containing some butter, and he went and he broke all of them into pieces. Because Sanjata Kopat, he got a lot of anger. Svirita Runa Adharam. This is because when you are angry, this will be going on. This Spandan, yes. Like that they'll do. So he was doing like that. Then at that time, the mother went back. She saw what her son has done. There is a limit to this fellow's mischief. I will have to stop it. She went there. And not only that, as usual, he was standing over that mortar, which was kept there. And he was calling all the monkeys, and whatever he could retrieve, all those butters he was giving to them all. This rascal, not only he eats, he distributes it as if his father's property. It is his father's property. He has no father. So, then she said, she took a stick in her hand and went near to him. He was looking at her because she is so tall and he is so small. He is looking at her. Bhayavikolet chanam. It was full of fear. What she is going to do? She is going to beat me with this heavy stick. Then where will I be? On seeing, oh, my son is now afraid, she put the stick away. She put the stick away, but she has to teach him a lesson. She brought some rope which was there, and she said, I will tie him to the mortar. Today I am not going to give him lunch. He will be tied to this uluka. So he brought him, and she tied him to that. When she tied, she found 3 inches were short. The rope did not bind him. So she went in and found some more rope, some another 10 feet. She put it again, 3 inches were still left. And she asked all her sakis, you go and bring more ropes. They bring all the ropes in the house, but they are not sufficient to bind the Lord. Always three just were left. And in this drama, Yashoda was sitting, and then he saw Samadushunagatraya Drishtva Parishramam Krishna. On seeing the effort made by his mother, Krishna got compassion. All right, now I will remain within her. So the last rope she put, it was inside it, she tied it completely. And he says, he is the Lord. Nemam virincho nabhavo nasvira pengasam seyam. Neither Brahma will ever be able to bind him, nor Shiva will ever be able to bind him. And this fellow, he got himself bound by his mother out of compassion. He was bound and they all went away. Again, that mischief will not leave this boy. He was getting bored sitting in one place. So he began to draw this along with him, and he was moving along with the mortar. There was a big garden. He was moving. So there are two twin trees of Arjuna. This Arjuna tree, even now it's available, and their bark is very good for heart. So many people take their asava and all such things by that Arjuna bush. It's very common. All the Ayurvedic people, they swear by that for all heart problems. Because I don't know whether they know that there are so many different cardiac problems. They only call it all heart problems. So they give this Arjuna. That's what happens. It does work also in most of the cases. So the Ulukal Leela, how he rescues, after all, that those twin trees, they were not trees. There were some, two divine boys, the son of Kubera, who were very arrogant, and as such a marshy head cursed them to become trees till such time as they are touched by the Lord. So how he rescues them, and there's a beautiful prayer by them. All these things we'll see tomorrow. Harivam Narayana. Swasti Prajabhya Paripalayantam Nanyena Margena Mahim Mahisha Gobrahmane Vyashabhamastu Nityam Loka Samastha Sugino Bhavantu Kale Varshadu Parjanya Prithivi Sasya Charani Deshoyam Chovarita Namana Santani Bhayaham Sarve Bhavantu Sukina Sarve Santani Ramayaham सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चिद्दुःखभाग् भवेत् कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रीतेर्वा वा करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणाय समर्पयामि नारायण 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 नारायण